Be clear about the question to ask. Social media is like a treasure trove of information about people's online activities, what they browse, who they connect with, what they like, buy, and aspire to. It's a gold mine for marketers, offering the promise of reaching almost every potential customer with the right message at the right time. But here's the catch: drowning in all this data won't get you anywhere unless you know what to look for. Most companies are swamped with data they can't handle, let alone analyze effectively. So, the key is to sift through all that information and focus only on what's useful and relevant. You need to ask the right questions, ones that are clear, specific, and tied to your business goals. That's where the experts come in. They help craft these questions because even the best data won't help you if you don't know how to analyze it. Think of it like mining for gold. You need the right tools and techniques to extract value from the data. And that's where solid analytical processes come in. So, to strike gold in the world of big data, you need a combination of the right data, the right questions, and the right approach to analysis. Ignore the hype. Social media has changed marketing, but don't believe all the excitement. You can't make a product famous overnight by just posting a video. Going viral is rare and unpredictable. Trust your team to make great content and share it with your target audience. Today's social media craze is like the 19th century gold rush. Some got rich, but many lost everything. Yet, a strong industry emerged from it, just like big data and social media. To succeed in social media marketing, you need to invest time and money. Don't treat all social media the same, use different strategies for different sites. The average campaign costs over $200,000. Be patient and learn from your mistakes. Even if your social media posts get a lot of attention, you might not get the results you want. For example, in 2008, Ron Paul got the most mentions among Republican candidates, but he didn't win. Enhance message with ads. Relying on influencers to spread your message might not be the best bet. There's little proof that having popular people share your stuff will make it go viral or persuade folks to buy. Instead, targeted ads are the way to go. These are the ones that pop up on your social media based on what you've done before. It turns out, these ads get more than twice as much attention as the random ones. So, forget hoping an influencer will do the trick. These ads, known as behavior targeting, are more than twice as effective as other social targeting methods. Discover effective learning. For the best results, use search terms like Google AdWords because they show when people want to buy. Look at customer reviews on sites like Amazon before buying. Measure what works on social media for your company and learn from it. Social media is a valuable marketing tool but won't make your business successful overnight. Marketing turns potential customers into buyers, but don't expect social media to work like magic bullets. Online, like in person, salespeople need to build trust. To build trust online, share what people's friends like, similar to Facebook likes or Netflix movie suggestions. Recommendations and ratings help build trust. Getting a high rank from rating sites can make people more confident in your products and lead to more online sales than recommendations from friends and family. How sites suggest content. Recommendation systems are everywhere online, helping you find what you like. For example, TripAdvisor shows hotel and restaurant ratings from other users. LinkedIn suggests people you might want to connect with or hire based on your profile and connections. Google search results can vary because they use your search history to tailor results. Online newspapers show different articles based on what they think you'll be interested in. Music sites create playlists based on your past choices and interests. These systems predict what you might like using your location, device type, and past behavior such as clicks, interests, and purchases. Measure, carefully select, datasets. Today's predictive systems still struggle to convert potential customers into buyers. For example, TiVo can make mistakes in assuming what people want to record. Just because someone watches a show with gay characters doesn't mean they want to record all similar shows. Targeted marketing can also backfire, like when people receive baby product advertisements because they bought baby oil, even if they're not expecting a child. These errors can confuse and annoy customers. While anyone can use a recommendation system, these tools need a lot of data to work well. LinkedIn, for instance, couldn't make its job recommendation system effective until it had many more users than 10 million. Even with huge amounts of data, these systems can still seem less capable than humans. Bookstore staff, for example, can quickly understand a customer's interests after a short chat and make good recommendations. In contrast, Amazon can only suggest books that others with similar tastes have bought. For many businesses, keeping recommendations simple works best. Netflix uses a straightforward approach by asking people about their favorite movies and combining that with their viewing history, popular picks, new releases, and friends' favorites. This method is more effective than systems that don't explain why they make recommendations, as it builds trust and leads to better results. Beneficial and harmful fires. Measuring the exact return on investment, ROI, of PR activities is tricky. There are many factors between the investment and its benefits. Although using social media can't completely solve this problem, it does offer new ways for PR practitioners to add value. Social media introduces fresh methods for managing a brand. PR practitioners who understand the key people in networks, where they are and how they share information, can expand the reach and impact of their firm's messages. By measuring content access, downloads, and comments, and tracking how articles spread to other social media and connections, analysts can assess the quality of a firm's messaging, rather than just the quantity. This insight should help in creating more effective future messages and placing articles. PR's use of social media. Social media isn't just about posting selfies and sharing memes, it's a powerful tool for managing public relations crises. Picture this: negative messages pop up, threatening to tarnish a brand's reputation. But fear not, savvy PR professionals can use social media to detect and tackle these issues before they blow up. Negative news spreads like wildfire on social media, but here's the catch: most of it fizzles out quickly. However, some stories refuse to die down. They smolder for weeks or even months before reigniting into a full-blown crisis. Detecting these sparks before they ignite into infernos is no easy task. With trillions of messages flooding the internet daily, it's impossible to predict which one will go viral. PR teams must be ready to react swiftly when threats emerge. The McDonald's approach. McDonald's, the fast food giant, knows a thing or two about handling social media crises. They've set up a PR war room dedicated to monitoring online chatter. Here's a prime example of their strategy in action. When a false accusation of discrimination against McDonald's started spreading online, their war room sprang into action. They didn't try to prevent the message from spreading, instead, they reacted swiftly. Leveraging their relationships with key influencers on Twitter, they asked for support in debunking the hoax. And just like that, the tide turned in McDonald's favor as people realized the truth behind the misleading post. Clear messages. Companies can collect ambient data about what people do online, like on websites and social media. This helps them learn about what customers, for example, and lets them send personalized messages. Instead of grouping people into categories like age or location, businesses will tailor messages based on each person's actual actions. This raises privacy concerns, as marketers use personal data to sell more effectively, which worries consumers about their data security. Dealing with these privacy issues will be a challenge for companies in the future. Robots, or automated programs, play a big role in this issue. Bots already make up a large part of online activity. Companies like Facebook and Twitter are trying to stop them with tools like CAPTCHA. But as bots get smarter, these tools need to improve too. In the future, using a digital passport for online identity verification might stop bots, but it could also mean less privacy on social networks. Efforts to cheat search rankings, metrics, and social media influence usually don't work. Over time, measuring and using unstructured data and predictive analytics will get better. This will lead to new products and ways to use data, but it will also bring up new debates about privacy. Understand customer preferences. Social media allows a single unhappy customer to quickly influence millions at little cost. Take musician Dave Carroll, for instance. In 2009, he saw baggage handlers tossing around his guitar case from a United flight, which led to his guitar being broken. Despite his efforts to get compensation, the airline ignored him. In response, he wrote a song called United Breaks Guitars and posted it on YouTube. The video went viral with 13 million views. Despite United's efforts to control the damage, the company suffered significant financial losses and damage to its reputation. To manage such situations, many organizations have social customer service teams. These teams participate in online discussions, help customers, monitor public sentiment, and address complaints. Skilled representatives resolve issues quickly and move conversations from public platforms to private channels. Despite its costs, social customer service has become essential for most organizations. However, its heavy reliance on manual effort means representatives must be skilled at prioritizing customers. For example, should they address trolls, who complain without intending to purchase, or real customers who can spread positive or negative information? Enhance service using sentiment analysis. In the future, algorithms for sentiment analysis may get much better. They could help customer service teams, PR operations, salespeople, and others understand what customers like or don't like. They might do this without humans. For now, marketers should focus on what they can do. They can use keywords and ask customers questions like, "What do you think about this restaurant?" They should study the answers they get. This way, automated systems can use the answers to improve customer service on social media. Key points. 1. Social media data requires clear questions for effective marketing insights. 2. Targeted ads surpass influencer endorsements in social media impact. 3. Recommendation systems may lag behind human recommendations. 4. Social media management is crucial for PR crisis control and customer sentiment understanding. 5. Privacy concerns persist despite social media's personalized messaging potential. 6. Social media magnifies customer grievances, necessitating robust customer service teams. 7. Effective social media marketing demands relevance amid overwhelming data.